goes to Dr. LaRouche, LaRouche, fax 989-629-8145, regarding Kathleen with a K, Elsa, E-L-S-E-A, birth date 4-11 of 1958. Dear Dr. LaRouche, this is a follow-up visit for Miss Elsa with diabetic nephropathy, gross proteinuria, a history of a left nephrectomy, hypertension, and bilateral lung carcinoma. Her last visit was April 1st of this year. She has lost 6 pounds over the last 6 months, and she is still smoking cigarettes, about a half to three-quarters of a pack of cigarettes per day, and she is still trying to quit. She does see Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, for oncology, for the cancer. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. She does have chronic shortness of breath, occasional wheezing, no purulent sputum, no hemoptysis. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema. Medications, I want to highlight the Lasix 40 milligram daily as needed for edema. She has not needed that recently. Also, Losartan is 25 milligram daily. That's as high of a dose as she can tolerate for her proteinuria due to low blood pressure or very well-controlled blood pressure. Physical exam, weight is 146 pounds, pulse 88, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 114 over 62. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs diminished in the right base with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout bilaterally. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, and a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done August 23rd of 2024, and they're due next month again. Creatinine is stable at 0.68, sodium 136, potassium 3.7, carbon dioxide 31, calcium 9.8, albumin 4.4, phosphorus 4.3, hemoglobin is 16.1, white count 11.2, and platelets are normal. Protein to creatinine ratio is very elevated at 4.07 in the urine. Assessment and plan, one, diabetic nephropathy with preserved creatinine levels. Two, gross proteinuria on a low dose of Losartan, but with normal blood pressure, it will be tricky to try to titrate that up any further at this point. Three, history of left nephrectomy. And four, bilateral lung carcinoma with history of radiation therapy and COPD secondary to ongoing smoking. We will continue to check labs every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.